This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell here at the Good Day Health Show. And as we are coming into one of the more glorious seasons of the entire year, as the most beautiful holiday is upon us here in a few days, I was thinking about something I could give you in the way of advice and cheer and good news and coming up with something as a result of what I've had to do, of what I've done twice in just the last week here at this season celebration was the clinic that we do every Christmas season, of course, and a few others during the year. But this is really the big one where that, you know, you get your families together in a way that you may not normally during the rest of the year, and thank yous and good news and Christmas bonuses, and it's just a wonderful time. And the other one was with a family situation, and we're in a restaurant, and the idea came to me that I thought maybe I should share with you some thoughts that were going through my mind. And how do you find real food in a restaurant? Now, if you have been listening to the part of the Good Day Health Show that I bring weekly with by myself and then with Doug, you know my belief that the best medicine is food. Food has always been our best medicine. And our food choices has always been the thing that causes us to need medicine if we're not careful in the kinds of foods that we eat. Barring trauma and some unfortunate poisoning experience, the thing that causes most of human suffering thereafter is simply malnutrition, not being able to get the vital micronutrients the body requires for all of the incredible processes that take place inside of our body. We know about fats, and we know about carbohydrates, and we know about proteins and meat and vegetables and fruits and breads and all these kinds of things. But rarely, unless, you know, you're kind of a compulsive fanatic like I am about the best food choices, we don't always give time to pay attention to make sure that all the bases are being covered in our dietary intake. But who cares when we go to a restaurant because we're going to go out there and get the best roasts or the best turkeys or the best fish or the best salads or the best desserts. And I have no problem with those things because I imbibe them myself. It's just that one thing about us humans, I guess what I'm trying to say is we want what we want. And more times than not, we want reality to be what we want it to be rather than how all the nice people tell us it is. Because sometimes I can be, you know, maybe a little fanatical in my approach to the foods we eat. But then, again, what is flowing through your bloodstream right now, feeding your brain, feeding your heart, feeding your liver, feeding your kidneys, is what you ate the last 24 hours. And sometimes when you think back upon that, many of us, I think, may have a hard time even remembering what we ate in a few places in the last 24, 48, 72 hours. But those things are still floating through the bloodstream. Now, at this time of the year, we're going to perhaps be in a restaurant more often than not. And so the thought just occurred to me, how do you find good food at a restaurant? Now, please forgive me for being the bearer of bad news, but you're not going to find real food in most restaurants, especially chain restaurants. Now, there's pockets around the world where the restaurateurs, you know, curate the ingredients from local and organic sources. And if you have one of these in your neighborhood, you're very lucky. They make salads and the sides from their own organic garden vegetables. There's one probably 5 miles from where I live. And it's an upper-end restaurant, but they have a garden, about a one-acre garden in the back of their restaurant, and that's where their salads come from. And that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. Their beef comes from a grass-pastured farm about 20 miles away, and their fish is deep ocean fish, not the farmed fish. And so it's a restaurant that caters to that particular taste, but you got to pay a little bit more for it. But who cares? Because I know when I go in there, I'm going to get good foods. But when, because as I said, they make salads from their own organic garden. They use virgin, fresh pressed olive oil, and they use healthy animal fats. And the chefs cook so skillfully, they don't have to throw in a bunch of sugar or synthetic chemicals to flavor their dishes, which, of course, is what the chain restaurants are practically built upon. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, also forbiddendoctor.com. And being a regular on the Doug Stephan Good Day Health Show and being able to talk to you once a week about these kinds of things, at this particular time of the year, I thought this might be something appropriate to talk about. Now, unfortunately, the good restaurants that I'm talking about tend to be located in the densely populated, wealthy enclaves of New York City or parts of California or Boulder, Denver, Austin, Seattle, Northern Oregon. There are a lot of them in Oregon around Portland. But more real food restaurants, and if you keep your eyes open and you look, you'll find them. More real food restaurants are opening all the time. But in here in Salt Lake City where I live, which is like most of the rest of the country, I mean, I'm out here in the desert. There's one freeway going north and south, I-15, and one freeway going east and west, I-80. And the population of Utah is about 4 million. Of which I think probably 65 to 70% of that population is at those two freeway intersections. And without a regular supply of snow in the wintertime and a sparse rain in the summer, it is a desert, a complete desert. And so, you know, restaurants and things of that nature are kind of sparse, but there are a couple of restaurants, and one of them is called the Tuberon. It's in a city called Sandy. It's one of the part of the cosmopolitan area of Salt Lake. And as I said earlier, not to repeat myself, they go out of their way to provide the healthiest stuff that they possibly can. So, but when it comes to chain restaurants, oh my goodness. We're a complete mecca. I mean, I think anyone that you can mention that is in your neighborhood, we probably have it too. And so our landscape is cluttered with restaurants that serve more processed food than real food. And when people go out, it's good enough that the meal arrives on the plate in front of them, you know, preferably within arm's reach of the ketchup. And I might be sounding a little derogatory here about some of this stuff, but I'm not a snob. I'm not saying when I go to a restaurant that I, you know, that serves pigeon with warm foie gras, or, you know, or a 7-year-old dairy cow that's cooked right there at the table on some hot stone. But you can find hamburgers that are made with grass-fed beef. You can find restaurants that serve eggs that come from organic pastured chickens. Or you can have restaurants that serve preservative-free deli meats. And surely, you know, we can procure organic, fresh-ground, whole-grain bread in some of these restaurants. The one I mentioned, you certainly can. So here's a guide for those of us who aren't surrounded by the current notions of what I'm trying to say about the real clean, organic, Epicurean fare. And if you come across any of the good news out there, you can always send me an email, info@jackstockwelloffice.com. And I'll talk about it. Now, sometimes the best way to navigate yourself to a healthier plate, no matter where you're dining, is simply knowing what to avoid. They may not have the best of everything you might be looking for, but they've got an awful lot of the bad stuff you want to avoid. And so dining out means facing a gauntlet of all these unwholesome ingredients: white sugar, white flour, hydrogenated oils, low-quality cheese, ultra-pasteurized, homogenized dairy products, chemical flavoring, even MSG. We know that the MSG syndrome that you can get in certain kinds of restaurants, you want to ask them ahead of time. If it's a typical type of restaurant that doesn't know better and it serves Oriental food, we all know the MSG experience if you've had it. And just ask them. This is something you tell them ahead of time. Please don't add any MSG to my food. And then there's the chemical concoctions like the prepackaged milkshakes and the fake mashed potatoes and the fake guacamole and the powdered eggs, which a lot of restaurants try to get by serving. And even so, there are times when cooking at home or even packing your own food isn't an option. I understand that. But at these times, the best you can do is arm yourself with some information. So I have a few tips here that might come in handy. If you're moving in the direction that I've tried to inspire you for better food choices at home, you know, this might fit in with what I'm trying to get across to you today at this holiday season. The first thing you're going to do is talk to the wait person, the waiter, the food server. And that's your first introduction to what's going on here. Now, we're going to go to a short break here in a few moments. And when we get back, I want to hit a few important points you might want to keep in mind if you're trying to eat the best that you possibly can with the best food choices sitting down at these restaurants. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. I'll be back with you in just a moment.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. So in talking to you about this, and I don't want to be preachy, and I don't want to be didactic, and I just want to be able to answer a few questions that I get from time to time from patients. And as I was saying, the first person you're going to talk to is the waiter. And your server can help recommend some healthier options available to you if it's a nicer restaurant, even if the menu has a section that's devoted to lighter items. You should still ask about any hidden surprises. Are there synthetic sweeteners in this food? And if your server doesn't understand the questions that I'm suggesting you might ask them, you might not be in the best restaurant anyway. But that's one of the first things I say. Are there synthetic sweeteners in here? And, of course, what do I mean by that? Well, I'm talking about high fructose corn syrup. I'm talking about some other kinds of even erythritol and some of the other kinds of man-made sugars. Because, you know, sometimes the light menu simply is reduced calories rather than increased nutrition. Now here's a super secret tip. Servers typically know of a variety of other options and substitutions that aren't anywhere on the menu. Often, the food that they will be eating, and many of them do before their shift is even starts, is healthier than the food that they're going to be serving during their shift. So you can ask them, you know, what other things aren't on the menu are available tonight? Now, there's an Italian restaurant very close to where I live and work, and I probably have been in that restaurant more times than any other restaurant this entire year as we're coming to the end of the year. And I always ask that question, you know, what are you guys cooking up for yourself back there that's not on the menu tonight? And they know me. I've been in there enough, they already know what I want on my plate. But you can ask them about that. You know, are there synthetic sweeteners here? What are you guys eating before you work? You also want to try to stay away from refined carbohydrates. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about the rolls, the baguettes, the breadcrumbs, the tortillas, the pasta, even whole wheat, unless your waiter confirms it truly is 100% whole wheat. And often it isn't. And it most certainly isn't fresh ground or preservative free either. But if you do help yourself to a breadstick, you know, feel free to tell the waiter to either take the rest of them away or at least don't deliver another basket. That's very difficult for me to do. And if I can work up enough courage when the waiter shows up with a basket of bread, as they often do, especially restaurant bread, is not the bread of our great-grandparents, believe me. It's been altered to have that exact appearance and flavor that sits in front of you. If I have enough courage ahead of time, I will tell them, no, no bread tonight. So that's one thing to try to avoid. Another is the hidden sweeteners and preservatives. You know, if the waiter or the chef can't tell you what the ingredients are in any particular item, the chances are it was not made in that restaurant. It came in a box, a bag, or a can. And chances are even higher that it's probably packed with additives you don't necessarily want or need. And then you want to know where the meat came from. And so I've got some pointers on that. We're going to go to break. As soon as we get back, a couple of questions about the meat. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and I'll see you in just a moment.
Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. It is appropriate to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, you know, good blessings to everybody too. I get to talk to customers every day who are seeing results with Caltrin. You know, when you're losing the weight, doing it the right way. So no drugs, no stimulants. It's just your body burning off those fats and sugars more efficiently. You feel good while you're taking it. You feel good even after you get off of the product. The side benefits that go along with the weight loss that are also from Caltrin include better sleep, less joint pain, more natural energy. So I hear it from customers every day. You know, I feel so much better. I feel like my old self again.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the special?
We've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Elizabeth Miller here from Caltrin. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update.
I don't want to jinx us, but so far, 2023 has seen the lowest cancellation rate in the last 5 years.
So far, so good this Saturday in terms of Christmas travel. Some flights delayed or canceled due to weather, but overall, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says things way better this season than last.
Which translates to more people getting to where they needed to be.
And more people flying because it's cheaper. Here's USA's John Schaefer.
The anticipation of a record-breaking number of air travelers during the holiday season is largely attributed to a significant 12% reduction in airfare compared to last year.
Now, as for shoppers, malls packed with people looking for those 11th-hour gifts.
This is part of their gift from mommy to them. We've spent a lot of money because I got last-minute tickets for everything.
But it's okay. Once a year, who cares? I'll be in bed for a little bit.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Dr. Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. So I, in making a few suggestions to you about how to find the best food in the restaurants that we go to, I've talked about, you know, talk to the waiter first. I mean, obviously that's who you're going to be talking to. I mentioned trying to stay away from the refined carbs. And even asking them, what are you guys eating? What are you throwing together for yourself back there? A lot of restaurants will cater to you if it's some place that you like to go and they know you, as my favorite restaurant does with me, because I am in there, oh, my goodness, at least once every 2 weeks. And there's a particular area of the restaurant that I like to sit in, and there's about two, maybe three different servers that cover that area during the week. So depending on what day I'm in there, it's always one of these, the two guys and this lady. So they know me, but when I go to another restaurant, which I will be doing between now and the end of the year, I'll ask these same questions. Like, you know, you want to ask where the meat is from. And before ordering that steak, ask them where it came from. And if the restaurant can't even tell you that much about it, order something else. There's not much chance that that steak came from a local or grass-fed beef, but there's a very good chance that it's pumped full of antibiotics. No, thank you. And ask him, where's this meat coming from? And some of them will proudly tell you, one of the great areas where I live here in Salt Lake City is Park City, and many people are familiar with Park City, Utah. It's where some of the greatest skiing in the world takes place. In fact, the U.S. ski team at one time was located here. May still be here as far as I know. But there's a chain of restaurants called the Bill White Restaurants in Park City. There's about a half a dozen of them, and they're all different menus. But all of the vegetables come from his organic garden. And all of the meat comes from his ranch. And then the fish, as I've mentioned earlier, come from deep sea choices. So there are places like that that will do these kinds of things. But there's other restaurants that aren't spread, you know, that don't have that kind of a foundation. But they do the best they can with the best beef. And so you want the local, or at least grass-fed beef if you can find it. If they're not clear where it came from, skip the beef and do something else. Another thing just popped in my mind. You want to say no to the kids' menu. If you're there with children, you know, the one with a little color in the pictures that keep the kids occupied, what, for 5 minutes or so, don't order from it. You're not going to find anything there but highly processed ingredients that are processed into highly processed foods. The pizza dough is made with bleached white flour. The pizza sauce is packed with sugar. The chicken nuggets are made in the factory, probably made in the same factory that churned out the corn dogs and the French fries. So, and then check out the side items that are listed, because you can make a plate with things that they like, a baked potato, you know, some fruit, some vegetables, some nuts, some cheese. And if you see an ingredient listed elsewhere on the menu, try ordering it solo, a la carte, by itself. But don't feed your kids from the kids' menu. And then to sauce or not to sauce, you know, the eternal question. Because when it comes to sauces and dressings and marinades, you just never know what you're going to find. I mean, it's the perfect place to hide extra sugar. Usually lots of extra sugar, especially in barbecue sauce. So again, talk to your server. Find out what's lurking in the marinara. Leave it off if you have to. And for salads, try to stick to simple oil and vinegar. When it comes to barbecue sauce, there's a place in Salt Lake that I really like that serves ribs. And, of course, they have sugar-laden barbecue sauce. So maybe once, twice a year, I go in there to get these ribs because they're just out of this world. Now, usually dry-rubbed ribs are good enough. But the sauce, I have a hard time turning down this sauce. So what I will do, serve me the ribs dry rubbed without sauce, but give me a little bit on the side. And by a little bit, I mean a couple of tablespoons so I can dip a couple of ribs in that. Instead of, you know, covering the ribs with barbecue sauce, have it on the side. And then what about soups? Soup in a restaurant can be a real problem because the ingredients usually include chemicals such as hydrolyzed corn, soy protein, yeast extract, autolyzed yeast extract, all of which are known as MSG. So some restaurateurs are very, very careful to provide you the best, healthiest soup that they possibly can. Others just throw a bunch of stuff together and add a bunch of MSG. MSG is a food enhancer, monosodium glutamate. It helps to spark up the flavor of what otherwise would be kind of dull and flat. And so ask them, are you using MSG? And, of course, soups usually have more sugar than you are aware of. And then salads. You know, we might assume that salad's a safe bet. The chemical preservatives sometimes used on salad greens to keep them looking fresh, and the commercial salad greens are loaded with pesticides and herbicides. And remember that most salad dressings are loaded with hydrogenated oils and sugar and chemicals. And this doesn't have to be, you know, just picking a few things to improve the food quality when you're going to be out celebrating this season can make a big difference in how you feel the next morning when you get up. And I know that this may sound, oh, it's just so anti-holiday, but what I'm dedicated to, and the reason that Doug has me on the show with him, is to provide the best advice when it comes to food that I possibly can and all the circumstances that we run across it. Because food is still your best medicine. To me, I have a simple mantra. And it's just simply this. Meat is my food. Vegetables are my medicines. And drugs are poison. And that's kind of how it breaks down for me. Now, it helps to make a plan. I mean, you can find the menu for just about any restaurant right on their website anymore. And some even list their ingredients, which is a better restaurant. So if you have enough time, you want to kind of check them out in advance. You want to be sure to ask your waiter about specific ingredients when you're ordering. You can also find articles online that lists the healthiest meals offered by even the popular chain restaurants. Because some of them have a better choice of ingredients that go into their food than some of their competition does. And they proudly will display this stuff online. But you want to take some of these healthy recommendations that the popular chains offer with a grain of salt. Their definition of healthy is certainly not the same as mine. And while they count calories and sodium levels, you know, we're still looking for quality and clean food. And one more thing, bring your own spring water. Bring your own drinking water. There's no reason to drink chlorinated, fluoridated tap water everywhere you travel. You don't have to do that. You know, just have a bottle of your favorite water with you or whatever. That may look a little nutty when you're sitting there at the table and you're pouring out your own water into an empty glass. But you're going to get chlorinated, fluoridated tap water at most of these restaurants that you go to. And then when I'm talking healthier, I don't mean that you got to be picking from the cornucopia of Mother Nature herself, which is not a bad idea. It just simply means minimizing the bad stuff. You know, unless the restaurant boasts organic or local food, most of what is on that menu is not going to support a healthy diet. And as I said, you can just Google restaurants serving organic or local food from the farmer's market type of thing. When you can find a restaurant that's doing that, you've got a restaurant that cares about the kind of food that they're providing to the public. And your best approach is just try to keep it simple. Steak, roast chicken, another meat of your choice grilled or simply cooked without the sauces, a baked potato that is slathered in real butter or some other vegetables, maybe some wild or brown rice if they offer it. Remember, white rice is just the same as white bread. I was talking to a patient here not too long ago that had just returned from a mission for his church. In a country in the Orient. It was Ecuador. And he was a little gaunt from the time I saw him before he left to the condition I saw him when he got back. Kind of gaunt. And I asked him, you know, what did you eat down there? You know, what was the major food? Rice. A little bit of meat here and there, but rice. What about salads? Well, they don't really have salads where we were. What about fruit? Well, there's, you know, Ecuador, it's not really tropical, but it's pretty close to tropical. If you're not up in the mountains, but you're down, you know, in the lower areas, there's plenty of fruit, but it's seasonal and it's not always the easiest to get, but there's lots and lots of rice. And I said, please tell me you're eating brown rice. And he said, no, they don't have brown rice. It's all white. And he said, Dr. Jack, you don't have to say anything. I've taken care of him since he was a child. He said, Dr. Jack, you don't have to say anymore. He said, that's what we had. And I said, no, I'm not judging you. I'm not judging you by any means. I just wanted to know why you look the way you look. So his mother is a very, she's an Epicurean herself and has already started to revitalize his body with better foods. But that's all that was available was white rice. And I said, you know, that's just like eating nothing but white bread. And then that's when he said, Dr. Jack, I know this stuff. You don't have to tell me. So if they have brown rice, and I think brown rice is really delicious. I don't know why some people have a hard time with that. But if you have an option of rice, be sure you get the brown because the brown is like a whole grain. It's like eating whole wheat bread instead of white bread. Well, brown rice still has the bran on the outside of the rice, which is where the nutrition is. Anyway, I just had to make a pitch there for the rice. But a baked potato, a baked sweet potato is better than a baked white potato because it has all the loaded with minerals that you're not going to find in the white potato. And seafood's another good option, so long as it's wild caught, not farmed. And then breakfast items. If it's a restaurant that sells, you know, breakfast throughout the day,
scrambled eggs or an omelet with cheese and some vegetables can be another good choice to take. And you can always tell if you had the best food choices by how you feel a couple of hours after you ate there at the restaurant. And if it has MSG, you're going to know it. Now, we're going to continue with that theme to some degree as I join Doug here in a few minutes to finish out the show. We're coming into the holiday season now. I want to wish you the best for the holidays. You can get more information about me at ForbiddenDoctor.com under podcasts. I have hundreds of them there on that many different subjects. But we're going to be joining Doug here in just a few moments. And I just want to wish you the best for this holiday season. And it's a privilege for me to be here. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at JackStockwell.com.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Doug Steffen on the Good Day Program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You do your job well, and you do good things for people by helping them lose the weight, whether it's this time of year or any time of the year. But the average American gains about 8 pounds, 8 to 10 pounds during the holiday. And so Calitrin, da-da-da-da-da, to the rescue.
Right, that's right. Yes, well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, you know, good blessings to everybody, too.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the big deal? What's the special?
Well, right now on our website, toploss.com, we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate. You get 90 days absolutely free. It's on our capsules and our powder form. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Check it all out at toploss.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
And preparing for festivities sometimes wears you out. So here's Jack Stockwell, who's here from Good Day Health, to help us with a couple of things. Actually, as I look back on many of the discussions that we've had over the years that have been on this program, Good Day Health, the issue has come up year after year as to what ought to be the right counts when it comes to triglycerides and LDL and HDL, cholesterol, all that stuff. So you'll be interested to know, I always give up my HIPAA rights because I think sometimes people can learn from the discussions we have about what goes on with me. So the test results came in from an annual physical by conventional doctor that I have, and my CBC was normal, my BMP was normal, the AL, all this stuff. But when it gets to the lipid panel, it says, I am out of range.
Oh, no.
My triglycerides were 133, total cholesterol 205, bad cholesterol 134.
Start over again.
Yes.
The very first
number. Triglycerides?
Yes.
Yeah. Triglycerides 133, total cholesterol 205, LDL 134. So that means what the difference between 134 and HDL is 51, I think, or something like that. And right. They all say they want me to be over 70, and my LDL should be below 100 because I am at risk, because I had a TIA, which I didn't have. So round and round we go. And I find one of the things that's interesting, Jack, is in conventional medicine, the notes that they write, I've been looking at these notes from the doctor, it's just a repeat of things other doctors have said that are part of the quote-unquote exam. But anyway, what the takeaway here is that these numbers are numbers that when you hear a conventional doctor say, this is bad, Jack Stockwell says, no, this is good. So how do we know what to believe? That's the question.
All right. I'm going to ask you the questions that medical doctors ask a little over 100 years ago when they were dealing with a patient. Number one, how do you feel?
I feel great. Thanks for asking.
How do you feel when you first wake up in the morning?
Great. I'm raring to go.
Are you tied to the bed and you can't get up and you can't
move? No, let's go. I want to get going. Let's go.
Okay. As you go up a flight of stairs, do you get lightheaded or feel weak?
No, I run up the stairs.
Are you having regular bowel movements? Now, remember, you surrendered HIPAA now.
That's true. Yes, I have several good ones a day. Thanks for asking. Right. Jay's laughing. She's falling off her chair right now.
Do you have?
I know. I'm thinking good for you, buddy.
Are you having any immediate concerns about your health?
My back. I need to see a good chiropractor because my back's been bothering me.
All right. We can take care of that. No. All right. Now, I don't want you suffering from what I call numberosis. You get these numbers. Someone says something to you about these numbers being out of range. As far as what is considered the standard of care, yeah, they're a little out of range. But all of the other factors that would involve me trying to determine where you are health-wise in your health quotient and what we can expect, you answered all the questions correctly. You're not, it doesn't take a stick of dynamite to get you off the couch. You've got plenty of energy. You're running a farm. You travel back and forth across the country constantly. You're in the company of all kinds of other people carrying all kinds of other kinds of pathogens in the close proximity of an airplane. And you're not coming down with massive bronchitis every other week. No, your immune system is working. Your body is working. And so to say that there is a standard, you know, you said the CBC, the complete blood count was normal. I would expect that. But when you get to the triglycerides, the thing that causes elevated triglycerides is not the fat intake, it's the sugar. And here's why. Sugar has oxygen in the molecule. Fats do not. There is no oxygen in a fat molecule, so or a chain, any kind of the fats that we eat. And so in order for your body to get the energy out of the fat, it has to be oxidized. This usually takes place inside the liver. Some of it takes place in the cells. But sugar has oxygen in the molecule itself. And so the bottom line is your body can get energy out of sugar faster than it can get energy out of fats. And so when you have elevated sugar, your body is going to go after the sugar to get the energy, and the fats have a tendency to rise inside the bloodstream. You want to bring down your triglycerides, get rid of the sugar.
Okay. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.